with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is not backing down from ordering the National Guard and Marines to quell the immigration riots. As the protests continue today in Los Angeles, President Trump was asked if he would invoke the Insurrection Act.
If there's an insurrection, I would certainly invoke it. We'll see. But I can tell you last night was terrible. The night before that was terrible.
Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom has filed an emergency motion in federal court to block the Trump administration from using the National Guard and Marines to assist with immigration raids in Los Angeles. With scenes of civil unrest in Los Angeles and elsewhere dominating newscasts this week, a new movie in theaters tonight and tomorrow night only offers a timely reminder of how America's founding fathers realized freedom is a fragile concept. In his film, The American Miracle, director Tim Mahoney traces how the hand of God has been present in our nation from the days of George Washington right up to the administration of President Trump. And despite wars, assassination attempts, and even occasional riots in the street, Mahoney says America continues to flourish.
I think that's what civics is about. We have to live in a civil society, and we've gotten away from that. And what I'm grateful for is that I think a number of scholars and famous people have seen that this film does a really, really good job of telling an important story where our freedoms come from. They don't come from government. They're actually given by God, and government just recognizes that.
The American Miracle features performances by actors Kevin Sorbo and Richard Dreyfuss, among others. It's based on a history book authored by talk show host Michael Medved. This is SRN News. Parents win a court battle in Florida.
Moms and dads in Naples objected to plans for an open-air drag show in honor of Gay Pride Month, fearing that children in the vicinity would see it. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals agreed, ruling that the show, which features men dressed as women, could only be held indoors. Liberty Counsel represented the plaintiffs and issued a statement saying, quote, "The First Amendment does not protect an obscene drag performance in full view of a children's playground." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Giving to the Catholic Church has fallen sharply in recent years as the full extent of the global priest sex abuse scandal has come into focus. After hitting a high of $101 million in 2006, tithes to the Catholic Church hovered around $75 million during the 2010s, then fell to $47 million during the first year of the pandemic. The Vatican is still immensely wealthy. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted just below their all-time high as the wait continues to hear what will become of the trade talks underway between the United States and China. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% as talks between the world's two largest economies carried on into a second day. The Dow added 0.2%. The NASDAQ composite rose 0.6%. The hope is that President Trump will lower his tariffs on China and other countries after reaching trade deals with them. And stocks have already rallied strongly on such expectations. The Dow is up 195 points today to close at 42,866. The NASDAQ gained 123 to 19,714. The S&P 500 added 33 points to 6038. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.